One of those songs that you have to play out in full. No? It's our morning anthem, people. It is indeed Prince with that Purple Rain song. There we go. There we go. Done and dusted for this Thursday morning. We will do it again tomorrow morning. Morning anthem, that's what it is. It is hashtag Casey Breakfast, people. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, you and I, all the way through till 9 o'clock. And of course, earlier this morning, I mentioned to you that talking to one of the financial wellness educators from Nedbank, Linda. Is on the line, and we're talking about consumer financial education. It is, of course, very, very, very important that we do talk about these kind of things. So on that note, all I can say is morning, Linda, how are you?
Good morning, my dear Grant. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm always well. Good to hear from you this time of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
My dear, financial talk, and that's what we're talking about this morning, a bit of finances. Now, I only have a few questions for you this morning. One of them is the fact that saving is putting money away. Can you maybe define the word saving or savings in general?
Thank you for that question. It is savings month, and the word saving is all about preserving or putting money away to be used in the future, separating that money from the money that we use spend now, just like that. Because the uses for money are money is to be spent, saved, and invested. So that's how we use money. So saving is putting that money away for a particular goal or purpose. And, you know, more especially in days where we think, oh my gosh, I don't have. But when you have savings, you can go to that and use that money for that reason.
So through you, you've mentioned some of, in fact, you've already answered my next question in a way, but I'm still going to put it out to you because there's other necessities and reasons why people should actually save. Please give our listeners a bit of an idea why is it necessary to save?
Sure. There is a huge problem in our land of growing over indebtedness. People are in big debts and they don't have any savings. And without savings, obviously, when they need something, they take it on credit. And that is expensive, you know. And the truth is that when you do have savings, it helps you even in case of emergency. So you don't go to loan sharks or you go and get a loan to get this thing that you want. But you would be able to go into the savings that are linked to that particular goal. And then you are able to use the money for that reason.
Okay. If you just join us, people, it is Savings Month, and I'm chatting to Linda. She is a financial wellness educator out at Nedbank. And Linda, my last question before I let you go this morning, some of the benefits of saving, please take us through that.
The benefits of savings are simple. I remember there's a day when I didn't even have 10 rands to my name many years ago. Grant, I was awake. I couldn't sleep, you know? And I got so worried and anxious because I had nothing. Now, that was the reason when I then decided to put something away. Because when I started saving, I was putting away 50 rands a month, you know, because I was young, and it doesn't matter how much I started with, then with that I grew into the habit, it becomes a lifestyle. So it helps you to achieve your short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals when you do save. These are the benefits of saving now. And you will also be prepared to face emergencies, things that just happen, like look at this cold weather. And if the door is broken of the house, you know, it's shattered into pieces because of anything, I need to get that door. It's a real emergency. Mm-hmm. If I have savings for emergencies, I can go into that and buy a door, okay. You know? Mm-hmm. And yes, and also, you know, for things that we want, even education is expensive now for our children.
Yes.
We need to save for those things. If I need to even buy a house, a car, anything, even on credit, they ask for deposits now.
Yes.
If I don't even have savings, where will I get the money for a deposit on credit that I'm even getting?
Mm.
You know? So savings are a part of us. And savings are not about how much money I have. And I would also be able now to decide, you know, I can even negotiate you discounts when I buy something because I will be buying it on cash through my savings that I will have planned for. And my savings can be filtered into my budget. So that tool of budgeting every month will help me see how much money should I save for that thing that I want.
Mm.
So all of this, when we follow it through and be kind to ourselves, giving us ourselves a pat on the back for starting,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
it's not for the elderly. It's not for the young. It's for all of us.
Okay.
If I am a youngster, I save from the pocket money that I get.
Mm.
And if I am in school, even the money that I get, I carry to school. I need to save something. Nothing is less than zero. Nothing. So we'll be able to start, and it's got to be a lifestyle. Then once we have that, we are sorted.
Mm.
Separate your money of savings from the account that you are using as your day-to-day account. Mm. And as we go along, we'll certainly talk about the different types of accounts and which one makes sense to help you save properly.
There you go. Chatting to financial wellness educator Linda Kwebe of Nedbank. Of course, it is Savings Month, and we are going to get into the different kinds of offerings and products that Nedbank has got to offer. And if you need more detail, I'm sure you can walk into a Nedbank branch and talk to your consultants. They can definitely assist you. But it is important. What I'm taking from what you're saying to me this morning, Linda, is that it doesn't matter what the amount is, but you have to start saving and think about tomorrow and next week and next year. It is very, very, very important. I definitely like this this morning, the information this morning, Lovey. Looking forward to chatting to you again next time. I'm sure people can check out the website of Nedbank if they need more information, but you must have a great day. On Monday, I'll say hello to you again.
Thank you, my dear. Let's keep being money fit. Let us save.
Right.
Have a good day.
You too. Keep well. Keep well. That's Linda Kwebe of Nedbank, a financial wellness educator. And that's what we are going to do for the next few weeks. Monday morning, I'll talk to her again. And, of course, talking about all kinds of products and offerings that Nedbank has got to offer. It's all part of Savings Month. Right here on 107.7 FM. Stick around, but stay tuned, people. I'll be saying good morning to the one and only Anele, and we're continuing our cultural talk and worth of the isiXhosa culture. So stick around, stay tuned for that one, people. For now, Whitney Dungas, greatest lover of all.